Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We are almost coming to the close of our little seminar called Obstacles to Overcome. No, like this. Overcoming obstacles in a spiritual life.
Gotovo da dolazimo do kraja našeg malog seminara o prevazilaženju prepreka u duhovnom životu.
The seminar will end this evening with the lecture entitled The Spiritual Barrier.
Taj seminar će se završiti večeras sa lekcijom pod naslovom Duhovni ratnik.
So before we come to the end, we will have one last news which ties us to the material world.
Pre nego što dođemo do kraja, imat ćemo zadnje, opisat ćemo to zadnje uže koje nas vezuje za materijalni svet.
It is called sexual attraction.
Zove se seksualna privlačnost.
Now I know that all of us here are celibate and we might feel a little bit nervous to deal with the subject matter of sexual attraction, but I feel it is very important to address it and not be silent about it, because it is simply the strongest fascination which a conditioned soul can feel for this material world.
Znam da smo svi mi ovdje u celibatu i da možda bismo se osjetili malo nervoznim kada bi pričali, kada treba pričati o tom celibatu, ali zato što je ta seksualna privlačnost veoma snažna, veoma jaka fascinacija, zato smatram da je važno pričati o toj temi.
This attraction to the opposite sex, according to this ancient medicine of Ayurveda, is pervading every cell of our body.
Prema drevnoj medicini Ayurvede, ta privlačnost prema suprotnom polu prožima svaku ćeliju našeg tela.
It is something which is there, in other words, and needs to be addressed.
Drugim rečima, to je nešto što je tu i treba o tome govoriti.
So you kindly bear with me or even excuse me if I touch on some of your sensible spots, but I do feel it has to be done in a seminar called Overcoming the Obstacles in Spiritual Life.
Zato ili me tolerišite ili mi oprostite ako dodirnem neke od vaših osjetljivih osjećaja, ali smatram da je na seminaru o preprekama važno govoriti o toj temi.
Once there was a gardener.
Bio jednom jedan vrtlar.
He had a flower garden.
Imao je cvetnu baštu.
Very, very nice smelling flowers.
Puno cveća, lepog mirisa.
And he took the best flowers and from them produced an oil which was so fragrant that it soon pervaded the whole neighborhood.
Uzeo je najbolje cveće iz te bašte i napravio ulje koje je toliko mirisalo da je uskoro prožilo celo susjedstvo.
Then he took the bottle of oil.
Onda je uzeo tu jednu flašu sa uljem.
The essence of his flower garden.
Suštinu te cvetne bašte.
The essence of 5 years diligent work of gardening.
Suštinu petogodišnjeg marljivog rada vrtlara.
And he poured it away in a guli.
What?
A guli. I'm not sure if this is even an English word. It's, you know, in the road there are these, I think it's also called gutter.
Gutter.
Yeah, they're there. You know, when the man in Belgrade hosts the street off in the night, the water ascends and goes in the
canalization. Znači sveto mirisno ulje, taj parfem, on je sipao u kanalizaciju.
What do you think of this garden?
Šta mislite o tom baštovanu?
Not very intelligent.
Jako inteligentan.
He worked so hard and then he poured it all away.
Radio je tako teško, a sve je prosipao. Prosuo.
This is what happens when someone engages in illicit sex.
To je ono što se događa kad se neko angažuje u nezakonitom seksu.
It is described that by observing celibacy, a person will develop strength, mental strength.
Opisano je da sljeđenjem celibata osoba će razviti mentalnu snagu.
Which he can engage in a very determined pursuance of this spiritual path.
Koji može angažovati u vrlo odlučnom sljeđenju duhovnog puta.
But then, when he engages in an act of illicit sex, he loses this internal potency.
Kad se angažuje u aktu nezakonitog seksa, gubi tu unutrašnju moć.
In the man, this power is called tejas.
U čovjeku ta snaga se zove tejas.
And also in the woman also this is the same.
I u ženi isto.
It's a certain power of determination which gets wasted away if you are engaged in the bodily on the bodily activity.
Određena moć odlučnosti se gubi ako ste angažovani u telesnoj aktivnosti.
You can see that football players before going into the Olympic Games refrain from sex life. Their trainers are very intense on this. You cannot have this now because you do get a certain potency by refraining from it.
Možete vidjeti da fudbaleri prije nego što idu na olimpijske igre idu u karantin i apstiniraju od seksa i treneri to jako zahtevaju zato što na taj način gube moć. Ako
Mahatma Gandhi, the great reformer of India, also refrained from contact with intimate contact with his wife, and he attributed his success in really shaking off the clutches of the British imperialists from England, India. He attributed his success to his observance of the vow of celibacy.
Veliki reformator Indije, Mahatma Gandhi, je također slijedio celibat, znači bio je distancu od svoje žene i pripisao je svoj uspjeh u tjeranju Engleza iz Indije i oslobađanju Indije svom celibatu.
Yes. In other words, not only in spiritual circles, but just as well as in medical circles or just ordinary people, it is known that by observing the vow of celibacy, great benefit, especially spiritual benefit, can be accrued.
Ne samo u duhovnim krugovima, već i u medicinskim krugovima ili među običnim ljudima je poznato da sljeđenjem zaveta celibata se divne stvari mogu postići.
There is a purpose of the sex drive in this material creation.
Postoji svrha seksualnog nagona u ovoj materijalnoj kreaciji.
And when you don't engage in this activity according to this purpose, you are actually falling out of the harmony of this creation.
I ako se ne angažujete u toj aktivnosti u skladu sa tom prirodnom svrhom, onda ispadate iz sklada sa ovom kreacijom.
The purpose of sex, of course, is to create children.
Svrha seksa je stvaranje dece.
Or to give children a possibility to enter into this world.
Ili davanje deci mogućnosti da uđu u ovaj svet.
We hear that in a let me say a healthy type of sex life, the husband and the wife both take to spiritual practices before they come together intimately, and they then progenerate, it's called in English, or they created a child. They don't really create it.
Conceive.
Yes, sorry. And that's the right word. Then they conceive the child in a very high type of spiritual consciousness. They do chant sometimes mantras while doing the activity, sacred formulas, and attract a very high soul into their bodies.
Pre nego što začnu dete, muž i žena se angažuju u duhovnim aktivnostima, a također dok rade samo tu aktivnost, nekada mantraju mantre i privlače vrlo napredne duše u svoja tela.
Now, this is a very intense activity.
To je vrlo intenzivna aktivnost.
And then to birth the child brings great labor both for the women and for the men.
Začinjenje deteta je veliki napor za muškarce i ženu.
It is quite demanding physically for the woman to carry a child and then give birth to it. It's described that the pain of birth is very heavy for the wife.
Prilično je zahtevno za ženu da nosi dete i da ga rodi. I opisano je da su ti porođeni bolovi veoma teški za ženu.
The male body would die from this pain. It wouldn't be able to bear this.
Muško telo bi umrlo od toliko jakog bola, ne bi moglo to da podnese.
But nature has arranged it that the woman, when it brings forth a child, when the birth labors start, then there is a certain hormone which is released, which is a very strong painkiller.
A priroda je uredila da kad počnu porođene muke, da se jedan hormon aktivira koji je ubica bola.
Otherwise she would not survive it.
Inače ne bi preživela.
I have a friend whose mother died at the time of giving birth because there was some failure in her body to release this hormone, and it was recognized too late, and then she just died in the process.
Imam prijatelja čija je majka umrla kada je rađala, jer bilo je neki poremećaj u telu i onda taj hormon nije mogao da se aktivira.
He had only his father to take care of him.
O njemu je brinuo samo njegov otac.
And grandma.
I baka.
Baka. And for the man, the pain is because he has to work hard to maintain the maladice, the small child.
Za muškarca je teška stvar i težak napor što mora da radi teško da bi izdržavao malu decu.
Now, the only reason why human beings are still so fascinated in sex life is because nature has devised a very clever arrangement which you need to understand if you are dealing with a subject matter.
Jedini razlog zašto su živa bića fascinirana sa seksom je aranžman, vrlo poseban aranžman koji je priroda napravila i koji trebate shvatiti da biste shvatili ovu stvar.
You may properly say, well, who would be interested in having sexual relationships if it's accompanied with so much trouble? I mean, the trouble of childbirth and the trouble of raising a family, I mean working for it and obtaining the proper amount of money, you might say, well, then wouldn't it be natural that everyone says, Kuala Lepa, thank you very much. I'm not so interested.
Vi možete pitati zar nije prirodno da neko jednostavno kad čuje koliko problema nosi to sa sobom, znači te porođene muke, onda podizanje dece, izdržavanje porodice, da osoba prirodno će reći hvala lepo, ne želim to.
Hvala lepo, želim ne, želim non, hvala. I think intuitively we fallen souls of the Western culture, which has a very liberal attitude towards sex, intuitively we know the reason, but if you hear it analytically, then you will get shocked.
Mislim da mi pale duše zapadne kulture koja je vrlo liberalna prema seksu, intuitivno znamo odgovor, ali kada čujete taj odgovor, bit ćete šokirani.
I will read a passage of the Srimad Bhagavatam for you so that you can understand it.
Pročitaću odlomak iz Srimad Bhagavatama za vas da biste mogli da shvatite.
The genitals and the pleasure of begetting counteract the distress of family life.
Genitalije i zadovoljstvo začinjanja suzbijaju nesreću porodičnog života.
One would cease to generate altogether.
Osoba bi prestala u potpunosti da rađa.
If there were not by the grace of the Lord a covering, a pleasure-giving substance on the surface of the generative organs.
Ako ne bi bilo prema aranžmanu gospodina substance koja prekriva organe za razmnožavanje.
This substance gives the pleasure so intense that it counteracts fully the distress of family encumbrance.
Ta substanca daje toliko intenzivno zadovoljstvo da u potpunosti neutrališe nesreću porodične zapletenosti.
A person is so captivated by this pleasure giving substance that he is not satisfied by begetting a single child, but increases the number of children with great risk in regard to maintaining them simply for this pleasure giving substance.
It's too long for me.
Okay, we can break the sentence. A person is so captivated by this pleasure giving substance,
osoba je toliko opčinjena ovom substancom koja pruža zadovoljstvo,
that he is not satisfied by begetting a single child, but increases the number of children.
Da nije zadovoljna začinjenjem samo jednog deteta, već povećava broj dece.
Yes, with great risk in regard to maintaining them.
Sa velikim rizikom u vezi izdržavanja te dece.
Simply for this pleasure-giving substance.
Zbog te substance koja daje zadovoljstvo.
In other words, although the generation of generations is surrounded by so much trouble, both for the woman as well as for the man, still there is a pleasure-giving substance on the organs responsible for this act, which makes good all this trouble.
Iako je rađenje to generacija veliki napori, poteškoće i za muškarca i ženu, ipak ta substanca koja daje zadovoljstvo ih tera da nastavlja dalje s tim.
Now our modern civilization, the pleasure that the pleasure principle reigns supreme, thinks it is very clever by just let us have the pleasure and the dates. We have an intelligence, we can take care that they don't come.
U našoj modernoj civilizaciji, gde je princip zadovoljstva vrhovni, ljudi misle da su jako inteligentni i da mogu imati zadovoljstvo, a da će napraviti aranžman da nemaju decu.
They think, well, easy to solve this situation.
Oni misle lako je rešiti tu situaciju.
And device contraception, and well, there are many ways you can do it. You can find times when a woman is not really receiving any conceiving.
Da, možete imati kontraceptivna sredstva ili vreme kada se ne začeti, kada žena ne može začeti.
Anyways, you know better than me.
Vi znate bolje od mene te stvari.
What to do if you want to have this pleasure and not the things which are accompanying it.
Šta raditi kada želite imati to zadovoljstvo, a nemati posljedice?
However, we have to inform the modern civilization that it's not really very intelligent.
Međutim, moramo informisati savremenu civilizaciju da to nije vrlo inteligentno.
Because it uses the sex drive it makes it unnatural.
Jer polni nagon se čini neprirodnim time.
It is meant for a certain purpose, and by taking it away from this purpose, one breaks the laws of nature.
Seksualni nagon je namijenjen za određenu svrhu, i ako oduzmemo tu svrhu, onda kršimo zakon prirode.
One thing is what is happening is the pouring away of the oil.
Jedna stvar koja se događa je
pouring away of the oil.
Prosipanje ulja.
You remember our flower garden example? Yes.
Prosipanje ulja.
The essence of the human body.
Suština ljudskog tela.
The shukra, in Ayurvedic terms, the semina, is just wasted away, and with it the strength of the male body.
Šukra ili seme prema ajurvedskom nazivu izlazi iz tela i troši se.
And for a woman who engages in you know, this wild wild sex, or what could you say, wild sex, this uninhibited sex, she also wastes a certain power, the tejas, and becomes physically and also mentally drained.
Žena isto koja se angažuje u tom seksu bez ograničenja gubi određenu teđas, određenu energiju, i postaje i fizički i mentalno isušena.
Yeah. It's the law of the cosmos which is broken, and the cosmos, you know, there are reactions which are just coming due to the laws of nature.
Krši se zakon kosmosa i zato dolazi do reakcija zbog kršenja zakona prirode.
Mm-hmm. Now, at the time of initiation, a devotee is giving four promises, one of which is no illicit sex life.
U vreme inicijacije bakta daje četiri obećanja i jedno od njih je da nema neće upražnjavati nezakoniti seks.
When Srila Prabhupada would hear that disciples broke this principle, he was disappointed.
Kada bi Srila Prabhupada čuo da su njegovi učenici kršili taj princip, bio je razočaran.
He said, how did you break it? You promised to keep this principle at the time of initiation.
Rekao je, zašto si prekršio? Obećao si u vreme inicijacije da ćeš slijediti taj princip.
Now, sometimes us Westerners don't know the power of keeping promises.
Kad mi zapadnjaci ne znamo moć održavanja obećanja.
It's a certain moral strength which you get when you always keep your promises.
Određenu moralnu snagu dobijete kada uvek održavate svoje obećanja.
And to break promises just strips you, so to say, of that moral potency.
I kršenje tih obećanja vas lišava te moralne moći.
I know our modern civilization is not very good in keeping promises.
Znam da savremena civilizacija nije vrlo dobra u održavanju obećanja.
You know this, when someone comes, you offer him a book on the street, and He says, I promise I will be back in 1 hour and then I will take the book from you. You usually know. Yeah, da-da. But you don't really believe him because experience has taught you that people generally do not keep promises.
Na ulici kad nudite knjigu,
like this, yes.
Kad nudite knjigu nekome, onda on kaže, obećavam doću za jedan sat i kupit ću knjigu. Ali vi kažete, da, znam. Jer već imate iskustvo da su vas drugi prevarili.
Then you later meet him and said, you promised. He thinks maybe you are old fashioned that you say that you bring this to his attention.
Kad joj kasnije sretnete, kažete, pa ti si obećao, a on misli da ste staromodni zato što to predočavate njegove pažnje.
Promise, well, you know, said something, but you know.
Da, rekao sam nešto, ali...
So, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we have three ways to deal with this sexual drive.
U našem pokretu svetosti Krišne imamo tri načina da se bavimo sa tim seksualnim nagonom.
We actually have four.
U stvari imamo četiri.
One is to stay celibate.
Jedan je ostati u celibatu.
The second is to marry.
Drugi je oženiti se.
And have Krishna conscious children.
I imati djecu svesnu Krišne.
The third is a way which we don't really think is, we think it's totally improper, but it happens. It's the way, let it go. Whatever comes, we live in modern times. When the urge is there, it needs to be satisfied. Otherwise, you develop a neurosis.
Treći je, neka bude, neka se desi, šta god dođe. Mi živimo u savremenom dobu i ako ne zadovoljimo te želje, onda ćemo razviti neurozu.
I'm not sure if I have expressed myself correctly. That is not what we advocate. This is not what we think, but it is done.
To mi ne propagiramo, ne poučavamo vas tome, ali to se radi.
As early as 1900 and let me say 74, Srila Prabhupada said that something like 30% of his married couples were not following this rule of no illicit sex.
Još 74. Srila Prabhupada je rekao da oko 30%,
I think, not 30, it was, the number was 20, which I heard.
Da oko 20% njegovih oženjenih, odnosno venčanih učenika ne slede taj princip.
He felt very sorry for his disciples in the Grihastha ashram who were breaking this.
Bilo mu je jako žao njegovih učenika u Grihastha ashramu koji su kršili taj princip.
Because they were really harming only themselves.
Jer su nanosili samo sebi štetu.
Now the fourth way is a way which I would personally recommend you.
Četvrti način je način koji bi vam ja lično preporučio.
And I will explain this way both from the viewpoint of Ayurvedic medicine and from the viewpoint of spiritual knowledge.
Objasnit ću tu poentu i iz sa gledišta ayurvedske medicine i sa gledišta duhovnog znanja.
If you want to be successful in your celibacy, you have to start with your mind, really.
Ako želite biti uspješni u celibatu, morate zaista započeti sa umom.
This attraction is not something which can be overcome by just not doing it.
Ta privlačnost nije nešto što se može prevazići samo time što ne radite.
There is a very distressing example of Origenes, one of the founding fathers of the Christian Church, who understood how beneficial celibacy is, but he did not know about what I'm going to tell you now, and therefore could not control this urge.
Postoji primjer Origena, jednog od osnivača Hrišćanske crkve, koji je znao vrednost celibata, ali nije se mogao kontrolisati. Jer nije znao ono što ću vam ja sada reći.
He felt such strong desires for the opposite sex and was so ashamed that finally and out of desperation he destroyed his generative organs.
Destroyed?
The generative organs.
Uh-huh. On je osjećao toliko veliku privlačnost prema suprotnom seksu da je u toj svojoj razočaranosti uništio svoje organe za razmnožavanje.
He thought in this way he had overcome the problem of his material attraction.
Mislio da će na taj način da prevaziđe problem svoje materijalne privlačnosti.
Can you imagine the amount of desperation, the amount of internal fight this poor person had to undergo to do such a thing?
Možete li zamisliti veličinu unutrašnje nesreće, unutrašnje borbe koju je taj čovjek morao da prođe i da bi odlučio da učini tako nešto?
I feel so sorry for him every time I tell his sad example.
Kad svaki put kad ispričam njegov tužan primjer, osjećam žao mi je tog čovjeka.
See, he did not know really that the attraction starts really in the mind. It's not a pure physical thing.
On nije znao da privlačnost započinje u umu, da nije čisto fizička stvar.
There is, if you would give a drawing, there's almost a wire, a subtle wire, which goes from the mind to the generative organ.
Ako bismo to nacrtali, mogli bismo nacrtati jednu suptilnu žicu koja ide od uma do organa za razmnožavanje.
And when the mind is, only when the mind is agitated with sexual desire, then only... only the generative organ develops this intense craving.
Samo kad je um uznemiren seksualnom željom, onda organ za, samo tada organ za razmnožavanje razvije taj intenzivni nagon.
Yeah. So celibacy doesn't just mean to not have a woman or not have a man for intimate contact. It really means to be free from the desire in the mind.
Celibat ne znači samo nemati muškarca ili ženu radi za intimni kontakt, već to znači biti oslobođen želje umu.
So when the mind is agitated, then what happens is, I'm speaking now medically, then this force, this tejas it's called, which is going throughout the whole body, begins to separate from the blood.
Kada je um uznemiren, onda ta snaga, ta tejas koja prožima celo telo, počinje da se odvaja od krvi, sada govorim medicinski.
And it begins to accumulate in the generative organ.
I počinje da se nagomilava u organu za razmnožavanje.
In the male body, an surplus amount of shukra or semen is created.
U telu muškarca se stvara dodatna količina šukre ili semena,
and can create a pressure on the generative organ.
I može stvoriti pritisak na organ za razmnožavanje.
In the woman's body, this when the mind gets agitated, this force also separates out of the body and begins to accumulate also in the down portions of the body.
U ženskom telu isto, ta snaga se odvaja od krvi i počinje da se koncentriše u donjim delovima tela.
At that time, so to say, one has already, one is already something like a victim to the amount, you know, now the pressure of the desire is much stronger than it used to be.
Tada je osoba već na neki način žrtva, jer pritisak želje je sada još veći nego što je bio.
So you need to really start in your mind.
Zaista morate započeti u umu.
And fill the mind with spiritual pleasure.
I ispuniti um duhovnim zadovoljstvom.
At that time you do not feel any longer any material attractions.
Tada više ne osjećate nikakve materijalne privlačnosti.
This is especially important, well, it's important for married couples and also just celibate students or brahmacharis.
To je važno za venčane parove, ali i za studente brahmacharije u celibatu.
Yes, especially, but especially married couples who always associate with each other, also on a very, let me say, they are near, very close to each other, need to really have a strong spiritual sadhana or spiritual practice in order to satisfy the mind and not become totally agitated with each other's presence.
Posebno venčani parovi koji su stalno blizu jedan drugoga moraju da kroz ta sadanu zadovolje svoj um tako da ne budu uznemireni svojim uzajamnim prisustvom.
Yes, you need to put Krishna in your mind.
Morate Krishnu staviti u svoj um.
Krishna is like the sun and material attachments is like darkness. Wherever there is a Krishna sun, darkness cannot stand.
Krishna je kao sunce, a materijalne vezanosti su kao tama, i gdje god je Krishna, gdje god je Krishna, tama ne može opstati.
I do have a wonderful quotation which I want to read to all of you.
Imam divan citat koji vam želim pročitati.
Regarding your enemy, Mr. Lust.
Što se tiče tvog neprijatelja, gospodina Požude.
This is from a letter of Srila Prabhupada.
Ovo je Srila Prabhupadovog
pisma. I have noted the difficulties you have.
Ja sam shvatam poteškoće koje imaš.
But we should always remember Krishna. We should always remember that Krishna is stronger than Mr. Lust.
Ali uvijek trebamo imati na umu da je Krishna jači od gospodina Požude.
To subdue lust is a difficult process.
Obuzdati požudu je težak proces.
You have to take to deity worship.
Moraš obožavati božanstva.
I'm sending here with a copy of the process of deity worship.
Šaljem ti kopiju opisa procesa obožavanja božanstava.
Krishna is Madan Mohan.
Krishna je Madan Mohan.
Madan Mohan means he who conquers the love god.
Madan Mohan znači onaj koji pobeđuje Boga ljubavi.
Because he is more attractive.
Jer je on privlačniji.
Once Mr. Lust or Mr. Love, in our Western culture he's called Amor. Did you also say that? Or Cupid, in a Sanskrit he is called Mohan, the fascinating one. He came to Krishna.
Jednom je gospodin Požuda ili Bog ljubavi koji se kod nas zove Amor,
Mohan.
Ili Mohan se zove. Znači fascinirajući. Jednom je on došao Krishni.
And he said, Krishna, I want to fight with you.
Rekao je, Krishna, želim da se borim s tobom.
I will conquer you.
Ja ću te pobediti.
You also will become lusty.
Ti ćeš isto postati požudan.
This is my challenge.
To je moj izazov.
Krishna smiled at him and said, but how do you want to fight?
Krishna se nasmeje i rekao, kako želiš da se boriš protiv mene?
Shall I fight with you from a fortress?
Da se borim protiv tebe iz tvrđave.
Or in an open battle.
Ili na otvorenom polju.
Mohan said, sorry, I don't understand. What do you mean with fortress? What do you mean with an open battle?
Mohan je rekao, izvini, ne razumem. Šta podrazumevaš pod tvrđavom, a šta pod otvorenim bojištem?
And Krishna said, well, fortress means I will just sit and meditate like the yogis who close all their senses to the outside world.
Tvrđava znači da ću sedjeti i meditirati kao jogi koji zatvara svoja čula prema, odnosno na spoljašnji svet.
Then Mohan said, then you stand no chance. I have already taken all the yogis who wanted to overcome my influence. I can take anyone and bring him so that he falls and cries for a woman.
Mohan je rekao, onda nema šanse, ja sam toliko puno jogija zaveo, koji su na taj način meditirali, i doveo sam ih do toga da su pali i plakali za ženom.
Then Krishna said, okay, then we will do an open battle.
Krishna je rekao onda, okay, onda ćemo imati otvorenu bitku.
But Mohan said, wait a minute, what is an open battle in your understanding?
Mohan je rekao, čekaj, prvo mi objasni šta je otvorena bitka po tvom shvatanju.
Oh, Krishna said, I will dance with millions of beautiful women in the in the dead of night when the full moon shines.
Krishna je rekao, ja ću plesati sa milionima prekrasnih devojaka usred noći kada pun mesec sija.
Awesome. You really said, Mohan, that I will finish you like anything.
Stvarno, rekao je Mohan, ja ću s tobom smršiti.
No, said Krishna, after we have taken away one possibility, that is from a fortress, let us take the other.
Ne, rekao je Krishna, pošto smo odbacili jednu mogućnost, a to je borba iz tvrđave, hajde da prihvatimo ovu drugu.
And then came the greatest, what is the highest esoteric truth in Vaishnavism. You know, Krishna played on his flute and he called all the gopis of Vrindavan for the rasa dance, the big circle dance.
Onda je došla najviša ezoterična istina u Vaishnavizmu. Krishna je pozvao sve gopije, svirao flautu i pozvao ih na rasa ples, ples u krugu.
Yes. The different ragas and raginis, that is musical themes, came and sung and played music.
Različite rage i ragini su došli, što znači različiti muzički timovi su došli, muzičke grupe, pevali su i svirali muziku.
And Krishna danced with his dear devotees, who sang songs in many different tunes.
Krishna je plesao sa svojim dragim baktinama koje su pevale pesme u različitim melodijama.
And he expanded himself in as many forms as there were gopis.
I ekspandirao se u onoliko oblika koliko je bilo gopija.
So then Cupid came on the scene.
Onda je na scenu stupio Kupit.
So many different Krishna forms.
Toliko različitih oblika Krishna.
But nevertheless he took his celebrated bow wanted to shoot his five arrows.
Ipak je uzeo svoj slavni luk i hteo da odapne svojih pet strela.
Do you know the five arrows of Cupid?
Da li znate tih pet strela Kupida?
The first is fascination.
Prvi je fascinacija.
I think in our Western culture we have this also. The Cupid has an arrow and then bling, and it goes into the heart, and someone just becomes changes in his perception. And
u našoj zapadnoj kulturi mislim da imamo istu stvar, da Cupid odapne strelu u nečije srce i on promeni svoje viđenje.
So it is analyzed. The first one is fascination.
Analizirano je da je prvi fascinacija.
The second one is immobility.
Drugi je nepokretnost.
It means a mobile immobility. You always think of that one person.
To znači da uvek mislite na tu jednu osobu.
The third is great attraction.
Treće je velika privlačnost.
The fourth is sexual desire.
Četvrta je seksualna želja.
And the fifth arrow is just utter fascination, and I think it means, you know, what men and women experience when they have intimate contact.
What is the utter?
Extreme, like in the orgasm.
Peta je velika fascinacija, kao kad muškarac i žena imaju seks i dožive orgazam.
So these five arrows come one after the other. Then you're finished.
Tih pet strela dolazi jedna za drugom i onda ste gotovi.
Yes. So Cupid started to aim his arrows, but he didn't know there were millions of Krishna present. Where to start?
On je počeo da usmerava svoje strele, ali bilo je milione Krišni i nije znao s kim da počne.
The problem is not that he doesn't have millions of arrows, it's not a shortage of arrows, but where to, you know, how to deal with the situation.
Nije problem da on nema milione ovih strela, on nije u nedostatku strela, ali nije znao kako da se u toj situaciji snađe.
Which form to shoot first?
U koji oblik prvo da gađa?
And second question, were they all real forms or were they like the forms of the yogi? The yogi can expand up to 8 forms, I believe, and only one is the original form.
Drugo pitanje je bilo da, koje je stvaran oblik, da li su to sve stvarni oblici, jer jogi, da li su to oblici kao oblici jogija koji se može ekspandirati u 8, ali samo jedan stvaran.
But now listen what happened next.
Ali sada slušajte šta se dogodilo sljedeće.
All of a sudden Cupid had a feeling which he had never before.
Iznenada Cupid je imao osjećaj koji nikada ranije nije imao.
He felt love.
Osjetio je ljubav.
Not lust.
Ne požudu.
He felt so much love for Krishna.
Osjetio je toliko ljubavi prema Krishni.
Who looked so beautiful.
Koji je izgledao tako divan.
Because he is the creator of even Cupid.
Jer je on stvoritelj čak i Kupida.
His heart melted with love.
Njegovo se srce topilo od ljubavi.
And he started to sing Hare Krishna.
I počeo je da peva Hare Krishna.
He lost all his desires to, you know, fight with Krishna, but surrendered completely.
Izgubio je sve svoje želje da se bori protiv Krishne, već se potpuno predao.
And in this way Cupid was defeated.
Na taj način je Cupid bio poražen.
Because love of Krishna can defeat lust.
Jer ljubav prema Krishni može pobediti požudu.
Mm-hmm. There is a very interesting meditation about Krishna which should be done in order to become attracted to him and lose the attraction to Cupid.
Postoji vrlo zanimljiva meditacija na Krishnu koja se može koristiti da postanemo privučeni Krishnom i izgubimo privlačnost prema Kupidu.
A yogi should meditate on the most benevolent smile of Lord Sri Hari. A smile which for all those who go to him.
Osmeh za koji za sve one koji priđu njemu.
That smile dries away the ocean of tears caused by intense grief.
On isušuje okean suza uzrokovan intenzivnim jadom.
The yogi should also meditate on the Lord arched eyebrows.
Yogi također treba da meditira na gospodinove obrve u obliku luka,
which are manifested by his internal potency in order to charm the sex god.
Koje manifestuje njegova unutrašnja moć da bi očarala boga seksa.
For the good of the sages.
Za dobro mudraca.
Thus is if anyone wants to be aloof from sex attraction.
Tako ako bilo ko želi da se odvoji od seksualne privlačnosti,
he must see the charming smile and fascinating eyebrows of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mora da vidi očaravajući osmeh i fascinirajuće obrve svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
I will repeat this for Sarudarshan, who for a moment left us, but he's back. It's all right. Thus, if anyone wants to be aloof from sex attraction,
tako ako bilo ko želi da bude da se odvoji od seksualne privlačnosti,
he must see the charming smile and fascinating eyebrows of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mora videti očaravajući osmeh i fascinirajuće obrve, fascinantne obrve svevišnje božanske ličnosti.
Yeah. You will be very interested. Buddhism, which derives its philosophical roots out of the ancient Vedas, knows about this meditation on the smile.
Biće vam zanimljivo da čujete da budizam koji ima svoje korene u drevnim Vedama zna za tu meditaciju na osmeh.
There you smile about, not smile, there you meditate about the smile of Buddha and allow that the smile pervades your whole body. It goes through every cell. This is how you meditate.
Oni meditiraju na osmeh Bude i dozvole da taj osmeh prožme njihovu svaku ćeliju.
My secret theory is, but this is only very subjective, it may not be true, but I personally think that also Buddhist monks have problems with the attraction to the opposite, with the opposite sex.
Moja lična teorija je da isto su budistički monasi imali probleme sa privlačnošću prema suprotnom polu.
And they had to look for a way to overcome this, and therefore turned to the Vedas and just Buddhistized the whole thing.
Onda su zavirili u Vede da bi našli rješenje i pobudistili sve.
But it's really there, it's a tip in the Vedas.
To je savjet iz Veda.
From the Srimad Bhagavatam, to be
precise.
So what should you do when you have sexual attraction? We are here in the Balkanitska temperamenta, and this is a reality which needs to be addressed, and we are more emotional than in the cool North Scandinavian or North German areas of the world.
Šta ćete raditi kad osjetite seksualnu privlačnost? Mi smo ovdje na temperamentnom Balkanu i više smo emocionalni nego hladnokrvni Šveđani ili Skandinavci.
Let's be honest, it can happen that we fall in love.
Da budemo pošteni, može se desiti da se zaljubimo.
That's natural.
To je prirodno.
What to do? I mean, I'm sorry. I looked at one grihasta. I didn't mean this. Grihasta life is a very good opportunity for spiritual advancement, and our grihastas are great saints to be worshipped by us in all respects. So that's not the point. First of all, very often this attraction comes when you feel some stress in your life.
Pre svega, vrlo često ta privlačnost dolazi kada osjećate neki stres u vašem životu.
When you feel lonely, lonely, lonely.
Kada se osjećate usamljeni, usamljeni, usamljeni.
Misunderstood.
Neshvaćeni.
Or even bored with your life.
Ili vam je dosadno u životu.
Then there is a very special... Then there is a danger that your emotions, which are in disorder, just will fall prey to this sexual attraction. Will be captured by this sexual attraction.
Postoji opasnost da vaše emocije, koje su na neki način poremećene, da će postati žrtva seksualne privlačnosti.
So you will not have any benefit if you in theory would engage in some lusty activity. The stress remains.
Nećete imati nikakve koristi ako se angažujete u nekim požudnim delatnostima. Stres ostaje.
Address the real thing, which is your boredom or your loneliness or you're not feeling fully, proper.
Suočite se sa pravim problemom, što je na primjer dosada ili ste usamljeni ili se ne osjećate kako treba.
Another thing is if this attraction comes or this fascination, have strong company.
Druga stvar je kad imate tu privlačnost ili fascinaciju, onda imajte snažno čvrsto društvo.
If you can find someone, talk confidentially with this person.
Ako možete nekoga naći, razgovarajte povjerljivo sa tom osobom.
But we do have a problem here in Serbia. People don't keep secrets to each other.
Ali ovdje imamo problem u Srbiji, ljudi ne čuvaju tajne.
That's a little problem.
To je mali problem.
So you now in our temple we have thought of the system, the mentorship.
U našem hramu sada imamo taj sistem mentorstva.
The mentors, those who help others, in other words, who advise others, their first and foremost rule is to keep things confident, confidential things confidential. So you might find that they keep the rule. If they don't keep the rule, try little things where you have your sweet ball, the hidden place of your sweets, you know, and if they're still there the next morning, then you can know the mentor kept it secret, you know.
Prva dužnost mentora je da poverljive stvari ne govore unaokolo, da ih sačuvaju. I možete testirati mentora, recite mu gdje su vaši slatkiši. I onda ako vidite da su još uvijek tu sutra, onda znači možete razviti malo povjerenje u njega.
But it helps tremendously to talk with a good friend about it and get spiritual counsel to material problems.
Jako puno pomaže ako sa prijateljem razgovarate o tome i dobijete duhovni savjet za materijalne probleme.
Sometimes if you are so overcome with this fascination, just engage yourself positively in spiritual activities and you will see how your mind will come back, so to say, to the spiritual realm.
Kada ste fascinirani sa tom privlačnošću, angažujte se u službi i vidjet ćete kako se vaš um vraća u duhovni predel.
Yes. And always know your goal.
I uvijek znajte svoj cilj.
The verse again, Akurakavu.
Ponovo stih.
Yes, I will read it again. It's 2:6:20. The spiritual world, which consists of the 3/4 of the Lord's energy, is situated beyond this material world, and it is especially meant for those who will never be reborn.
Duhovni svet, koji predstavlja 3/4 gospodinove energije, nalazi se izvan materijalnog sveta i posebno je namijenjen za one koji se nikad neće ponovo roditi.
Others who are attached to family life and who do not strictly follow celibacy vows must live within the 3 material worlds.
Ostali koji su vezani za porodični život i koji ne slede strogo zavet celibata moraju da žive unutar 3 materijalna sveta.
You could say in one slogan, illicit sex is death.
Možete u jednom sloganu reći nezakoniti seks je smrt.
Sorry to say it so heavy.
Žao mi je što tako ošto govorim.
But it's a fact.
Ali to je činjenica.
It keeps you bound in this world of death.
Drži vas zarobljenim u ovom svetu smrti.
So best is to observe this rule very conscientiously.
Najbolje je vrlo savjesno slijediti to pravilo.
So Hare Krishna, thank you very much for listening so patiently. I have come to the end of my little presentation. I will take a few questions, but only a few because we are very short for time. Yes, please. Yeah.
Koja razlika između Kupida i Krišne? Zar nije Krišna Bog ljubavi isto?
Cupid is the god of lust and Krishna is the god of love.
Kupid je Bog požude, a Krišna je Bog ljubavi.
I think. Yeah. See, in the Western world talks a lot of love, but they really mean lust.
Zapadni svet govori puno o ljubavi, ali oni po tim podrazumevaju poždu.
The word love in Sanskrit is prema.
Reč na sanskritu za ljubav je prema.
And it can only be applied to God.
I samo se može odnositi na Boga.
You cannot have prema for just for Mr. Milotin or Mr. Milomir or whatever they are, you know.
Ne možete imati premu za te ljude.
For him you can feel karma.
prema njima možete osjećati kamu.
In Sanskrit, kama means it's lust. Now it doesn't always mean, you know, just this very basic and animalistic drive.
Sanskrita reč za požudu je kama. Kama znači požuda, ali to ne znači uvek ta vrlo niska animalistički nagon.
Yes, kama can also mean just the desire to possess another person, or just pleasant talk, you know.
Kama može isto značiti da imate drugu osobu za jedan prijatan razgovor.
In other words, Krishna is the god of prema.
Drugim rečima, Krishna je bog preme.
Premananda, the bliss of love. And Cupid is also called Kamadev.
Cupid se također naziva Kamadev.
The god of, to distinguish the two, we would have to say the god of lust.
Da bismo razlikovali te dve stvari, moramo reći bog požude.
See, lust is not full love.
Požuda nije puna ljubav.
It's a very, very reduced, very reduced.
Vrlo reducirana.
Almost like a reflection of love.
Gotovo je kao senka ljubavi.
When you have a reflection of an apple in the mirror,
kada imate odraz jabuke u ogledalu,
and you would try to enjoy that reflected apple,
i ako pokušate uživati taj odraz jabuke,
in the process you might well destroy the mirror and make your whole mouth damaged.
U tom pokušaju možete uništiti ogledalo i povrediti usta.
So lust is only a reflect thing.
Požuda je samo odraz.
There's a reflected apple.
Odraz jabuke.
I saw an interview a little while ago. It was, maybe you've seen this in Bulgaria. They have made a very interesting, well, it's a Bulgarian film. That means very slow and melancholic and so on. It's about a devotee and fashion girl.
Napravili su jedan film o bakti i jednoj maneken.
Yes, maneken. Yes, manekenski. And it was very interestingly made. It showed the life of a devotee, this martyrji, this woman devotee.
Pokazali su taj, kako se kaže,
the life,
život.
And it showed how she made flower garlands,
kako je radila cvetne vence,
how she put tilak on,
stavila tilak,
and how she danced,